AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. John Hauser has been identified as the gunman in the deadly theater shooting in Lafayette, Louisiana. Some of his family members describe Hauser as being mentally ill and violent. Two people were killed. Nine others were wounded. Hauser later killed himself. Colonel Mike Edmondson is with Louisiana State Police.
We believe in talking to the family, talking to the friends, trying to look at his writings on the internet and putting some parts and pieces together. Maybe we can try to figure out what caused him to do it.
They haven't figured out a motive yet. Calvin Floyd hosted a TV talk show in Georgia. He says Hauser was a frequent guest on his show in the 90s, advocating violence against people involved in abortions, and he opposed having women in the workplace. A freshman Republican in the Senate is calling the leader of the Senate a liar. The AP's Jerry Bodlander is on Capitol Hill.
In a blistering floor speech, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told him and every other Republican there was no deal to allow a vote on reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank. A vote is now set for Sunday.
What we just saw today was an absolute demonstration that not only what he told every Republican senator, but what he told the press over and over and over again was a simple lie.
McConnell wasn't on the Senate floor for Cruz's speech, and a spokesman said the majority leader would have no reaction. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Republicans in the Senate say they plan to use a highway bill to try to overturn President Obama's health care law. This is Minority Leader Harry Reid.
I hope the Senate doesn't try to catch up with the House as to how many times they're going to try to repeal that.
A vote is set for Sunday. More than a million cars and trucks are being recalled by Fiat Chrysler days after two hackers detailed how they were able to take control of a Jeep Cherokee SUV over the internet. This is AP Radio News. Stocks are still lower. The Dow is down 115 points. The Transportation Department is investigating allegations of price gouging by five airlines. The AP's Joan Lowy reports the charges are that fares went up in the Northeast after a deadly Amtrak crash.
The department says these five airlines, Delta, American, United, JetBlue, Southwest, all raised their fares at about the same time. Following this deadly Amtrak crash in Philadelphia that killed eight people.
Connecticut Senator Christopher Murray complained some airlines raised fares as high as $2,300 following the train crash. Bluebell Creameries has started ice cream production trial runs in Alabama 3 months after a listeria scare halted all sales. Bluebell has not said when sales will resume. The listeria outbreak led to illnesses and three deaths in Kansas before a voluntary recall in April. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.